get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler. My co-host David Blackman is not with us today. He is traveling. We couldn't get our schedules to line up again, so he'll be back with us in a few days. But today we're going to be talking about where to get good stock images for web design. Now, obviously, images are incredibly important when you are building a website, and most of the time you don't have really high quality custom images, right? And so that's where stock images come into play. However, stock images can really make or break your design. You have really cheesy or low quality or just kind of ugly stock images, or ugly images in general, it's going to really just ruin your design. If you've ever started with some sort of a template, child theme, layout, whatever, and it looks really great, it has really great stock images, and then you start putting in your own images and all of a sudden it just kind of breaks the design and no longer looks good. Well, that's the risk you run when building a website essentially and starting with a template. But if you have really good quality stock images, then you are in a lot better position to not break the design if you're using a layout or template and really set yourself up for success. So whether you're building from scratch or you're using a template or layout or child theme, whatever, you're going to want good, high-quality stock images. And so I have mostly some free options here to tell you about that I've personally been using for years, as well as one premium option too. So Unsplash is without a doubt the best free stock image library out there. So it's unsplash.com. They have a pretty good search engine powered within, so you can search for different things and you can look at different images in the same series or from the same artist, whatever. And so, Unsplash is great. They do ask you to attribute. So if you use it on a commercial project, to give some attribution somewhere on the site, it's just kind of courtesy for using the images for free. Overall, the images are high quality. They're not that cheesy stock image that constantly gets made fun of on the internet. Like, they look good. They look natural. They look high quality. So there is definitely some not so great photos in there because photographers can upload their own photos. And I don't know if there's any type of approval process or quality check, but from what I've seen, generally, it's pretty high quality stuff. Pexels is another one, P-E-X-E-L-S, another great free stock image library. I don't think it's as good as Unsplash, but it is pretty decent. And there also is a lot of overlap. So a lot of times the stuff that I do find that I like on Pexels is also on Unsplash. So most of the time Unsplash is my go-to, and then I will look at Pexels occasionally at different times if I can't find what I'm looking at on Unsplash. And every once in a while I'll find something really good on Pexels that wasn't on Unsplash. So it's definitely worth keeping in your arsenal. Now, the next one is not so much for typical stock images, but for graphics and different things like that. And that's FreePick. FreePick.com is awesome. So, like, for example, those kind of like drawn, like vector type graphic images of, like, I don't know, people working on a computer or whatever. FreePick has a lot of stuff like that. So they have a lot of really great vectors. They do have photos too. It's kind of hit or miss, similar to Pexels, not quite as high quality as Unsplash, kind of more in the cheesy stock category. But if you're looking for example, like a photo like of an iPhone or something, you can find some really good vector graphics that fit that. FreePick is great and it's free. Similar to the other ones, they do ask you to attribute if you use one of their images on a commercial website. But for using it for free, it's definitely worth that. So that is FreePick. Now, the last one here is definitely not free. And they're definitely not a small company. And that's Shutterstock. They're definitely one of the big players in the stock photo and stock graphic category. But in my opinion, it's a really good value. And so you can get basically image packs, and you can get, like, for example, I'll typically do the on-demand because I don't use a lot of stock images, and I'll do like five downloads for $50 or something like that. So, you know, for whatever I need it for, that's typically a pretty good value, you know, $10 an image type of thing. And so, yeah, you can end up paying a lot for stock images. And then obviously they have bigger packages too. They have monthly packages and stuff like that. So again, you know, you get what you pay for in general, but the free resources, Unsplash, Pexels, FreePic, are generally pretty good. And then Shutterstock is my go-to when I can't find something that I need for free. I'll typically check out Shutterstock, and then by that point, I'm willing to pay $10 for an image if I've already exhausted all my free resources. So that's where to get good stock images for web design. Hopefully you found this episode helpful. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about what payment processor that you should use. And so we're talking about that kind of from an e-commerce standpoint, if you're building an e-commerce website, as well as accepting payments from web design clients as well. So tune into tomorrow's episode for that. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.